West Sumatra. Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slabs, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninja. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Pedaling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous traditions. Bachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art, silat. Visiting the Pagariung Palace. Acknowledge the culture history of Minangkabau. The enchanting plate dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical and vulnerability. Taste the various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun-kit fabrics and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Hello, Voi listener. Welcome back to Voi Talk with the Voice of Indonesia. Right now, Voi listener, it is
modern era, there are lots of ways for us to communicate with each other through music, through art, and maybe through the art of writing, such as poetry. And Voice Listener, right now, we are having a topic in Voice Talk today through the diplomacy of poetry. And of course, I'm not alone. Right now, I'm with two special guests. There is Tessa Nisa, SS Mhum, the Assistant Professor of Faculty of Languages and Arts, Jakarta State University, and also Aminur Rahman, poet writer from Bangladesh. Good evening, and how are you?
Good evening, Ray.
Hello, Mr. Aminur and Ma'am Tessa, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Ray, and also Mr. Aminur?
Yes. Okay.
Hello.
So, okay.
Yeah, hello, everyone. Greetings from Bangladesh. Hi, hello to everyone.
Very nice to meet you, sir.
Okay. So, right now, I'm going to ask first about the... Can you tell us the development of poetry today compares to other literary works, especially in the college institution in Indonesia, for Tessa first?
Okay, thank you, Ray. So as we know that poetry today has evolved in fascinating ways, and unlike novels or plays, which rely on extended storytelling, but poetry distills emotions and ideas into a powerful and concise expressions by use the choice of words, the figurative language, the imagery. And for the regarding the development of the poetry today, we can relate it with the media social improvement, the digital media. Poetry has more accessible through platforms like Instagram or TikTok maybe, or Facebook and other media. And for me, it's quite a very big step to promote or to promote the diplomacy and the peace to other nations. Yeah, for me, maybe that's the development of poetry nowadays.
And for Aminur, what do you think that diplomacy is being used as a poetry is used for diplomacy in the Bangladesh area?
Now, first thing is, yeah, what is going on in the poetry in the global area, in fact. Because of, I'm just doing poetry and the poetry networking for many, many years. And particularly if you just see the poetry development, because of you asked the first question, what is the going, that what is the development of the poetry particularly in compared to other things like short stories, novel and other things. But you know that poetry, what I believe now, and my observation also, poetry now belongs to very, very strong words. Poetry belongs to Asia, and poetry belongs to Latin America. So this is very interesting because of even some extent it is also in Arab countries also it's going, and some extent it is in Africa also, but not that way. So these are the areas because of we are proud because of as the Asian. Because I was in Menangkabau, that literary festival last 2 years, and I've seen that lot of writers around. So, and even in our country, even in the South Asia, Southeast Asia, and other countries, not even Southeast Asia, other countries also. So poetry is actually, is a vibrant, virgin, land for writers in this area. And if you just go to the Latin America, the same thing actually. Each and every country, of course, they are speaking in Spanish. And if you just see the Spanish language over there, it is not the mainland Spain, not the Europe, not the America. It is the Latin America. So poetry is growing in these two sectors, particularly Asia and the Latin America. And if compared to other things, recent time actually that the literature particularly, it is not like every time it is happening. It's not sometimes, you know, it is developing, it is spread, it is giving real edge to the audience, to the readers. But nowadays, not only the poetry, literature is little taking a back stage, and we are not seeing much of very important poets. Very important means very renowned poets and names. Few names are there, of course. Few Arabs' names are very important nowadays also in Latin America, in Asia also. But not that extent. Though he got Nobel Prize for other language. So it is a little slow, but always literature is always, poetry is always a little slow moving, and you will not get the thousand audience in for the poetry. But only few countries in Latin America may possible. But it is always a less, and I think now it's a little slow going on. But even though there are a lot of hope for poetry.
Okay, so from what you said before, that poetry is being used mostly in Latin America, but poetry can be an understanding and appreciation of other cultures as well, because the way of the words being written and the way of the emotion is being captivated to the audience by the writers is also really being used for diplomacy, so that other people can feel the way they feel when the writers write their poets. And what do you think about that? Maybe you can
for diplomacy. Actually, it's not the poetry, because what you can say, it is the literature. So poetry only as a poet, what a poet can do. But one poet can do, the best thing is to write a beautiful poem for the readers. So that means we can't stop war, we can't do anything, but we can write a beautiful poem, beautiful lines. And you always know that, as the Coleridge says, the poetry is the best word in best order. You know, that is, if you just compare to the prose. So that means this best order in the best form. So this is the poetry, and obviously the diplomatic purpose, it is not a direct diplomatic that manner we can do for the poet by the poetry, but by doing writing poetry and doing lot of activities, poetry activities. Say in Sumatra, that is a Minangkabau poetry fest, Minangkabau International Literacy Festival. That is a very wonderful festival actually doing in Indonesia. So this kind of festival and other countries also doing in Bangladesh, in India. Because on the other day I was in India. So for sister, that is a wonderful actually. You know, this is not, that it will not help you to write poetry, but of course, directly there is no action, but obviously, indirectly, there is a huge implications in direct effect on the people's mind. So people can motivate, people can, this diplomacy is little tactical, you know, by writing the poetry and by the government, also society, how they are projecting to the poetry or writing or literature to the society. So society can move around. If you go to Medellin, so you see the thousand and thousand people sitting down and listening poetry. So it is also possible. So that means that diplomacy obviously is there, but indirectly. Yeah, very much, very strong.
Okay, for Tessa, maybe I would like ask you some question. As a English literature teacher for the State University of Jakarta, usually this future of literature from the students that comes to the universities actually learning on how to write and understand the poets of not just the poets but the literary works of others that created before. And what do you think about the use of literature, especially for the future generation of learners?
Okay. For me, the using of poetry as a diplomacy tools for the future, I talk about Latin America. I think in Indonesia, we have the same taste of how to express our emotion through poetry. For example, such as V.S. Rendra, we have V.S. Rendra here. Maybe I want to read the one of his poem just a little bit, entitled "The Sajak Seonggok Jagung" or "A Heap of Corn." So, seonggok jagung di kamar dan seorang pemuda yang kurang sekolahan memandang jagung itu, ia melihat dirinya terlunta-lunta. A heap of corn in a room, and a young man lacking education stares at the corn, seeing himself abandoned. So, this is not simply you see the corn, no, but it reflects the social issues that critics about the capital economy or the class struggle in Indonesia. So this typical poetry is also seen in Latin America. And it is very quite different with Western individualistic expressions. And for the future generation, as we talk about the diplomacy tools, for me in this era 4.0 era, we talk about industry, we talk about the market, but somehow we forget about how to be a human, how to be a human being. So for me, poetry has these tools, it has this power to unite the nation, because the word or the diction that used in poetry from maybe different countries can express the same meaning. For example, from Mr. Aminur poetry, I have read your poetry, one of your critic entitled "Love 5. My heart sky contents you, Nilima, a star beyond the galaxy, a lotus in the river, emerging as a new woman." It's really remind me to Sapardi Djoko Damono. Sapardi Djoko Damono, one of our former writer here. And I can sense that this is the same feeling that when you express your work by using nature. That's the standpoint that used by Sapardi. So for me, when we read a poetry, when the young generation read a poetry in Bangladesh, maybe, or Indonesia, in America, etc., they can feel the feeling and the struggle of other nations. So maybe that's very helpful for students to understand the intercultural and understand other nations' struggles. Yeah, for me. Yeah, it works that way.
You feel the same way, Aminu?
Yeah, of course. Because of, what I just said in the beginning, because of poetry, there is a not direct effect. But we have to encourage people, young generation, what Tessa said, we have to encourage the young generation to read poetry, more poetry. So it will be not a direct, actually, that not direct effect. But indirectly, it's tremendous, because of when you like poetry or literature, whatever, I just want to make it a big horizon. If it is a literature even. So it will solve a lot of your problems. It can be calmed down. It can be also agitated, of course, because of when we are agitated and you are seeing something and read something, you are really revolved, yourself inside you. So that is also possible, but in a sense, because of you are saying the peace, so peaceful mind is very important, and peaceful mind is possible only to read a beautiful lines. If you write, say, Tessa read one of my poems, a love poem. One love poems is making people make you someone so to cool down, to make a different, take you a different world. So this is the actual diplomacy. And how the society or how the government, how the your bigger aspect, how the country to countries act on that. So many countries is non-bothered for that thing. So we are see that your radio station is working for the poetry. So it is also possible because of another day one question was there. So whether it is attracted by this subject is attracted by the by the young generation. But trust, I'm telling you, the readers, particularly for the poetry readers, always a small numbers. But I don't believe the younger generation is not reading. I've seen many, many small children. They're reading. They're reading poetry also. They're reading literature. They have interest. It is a inner, you can't consider the 100% young generation will go for the literature, go for the poetry. But if we can increase and we can supply the good poetry, good books to them, so this is one of the diplomacy how we can encourage indirectly to the young generations to be more active in the mind, not as a physically, but also in mind activity is very important. So because the maximum time people are not thinking that way. So when you just think and you can change yourself, that is the best way to do. So yeah, I'm sure this is the way actually we should focus more in the future.
Okay, maybe for the final question, I would like to ask for both of you. If poetry is one of the solutions that makes peace and raise tolerance, and what strategies can be used, maybe from a poet's perspective and maybe from a lecturer's perspective, is there maybe a collaboration that can make diplomacy between countries and maybe the world in that matter? Maybe Tessa can answer first.
Okay, for me as a lecturer of English literature, I would like to give an awareness to my students that literature has special or unique power to enhance your humanity, because the poetry itself, it transcends language barriers and speaks to the heart, because it has a way to softening messages. Maybe you want a diplomacy that you want to ask someone, you have to understand our culture. But then when you use poetry, you can use diction or imagery, or we call that the familiarization, and also for grounding, the technique that we use in formalism to understand the literariness. And the literariness itself is the power that attach to poetry, because the language of poetry and literature in general, it's quite different from our ordinary discourse. So the poetry is making the message more personal and relatable. For me as a lecturer, I will gain their awareness to write the poetry and also read the poetry, and then try to use your critical thinking, that there is something that wants to deliver by the poetry to you, and you have to think more critically and use some critical theory, maybe, that, because I'm a teacher or a lecturer, so it is something technical, but it's very important to take out the phenomenon that actually happened in that specific era and other nations, so we can understand other nation and can understand other struggles. Yeah, maybe that's for me.
Okay, Aminur?
Yeah. Because we asked the tolerance and other things, yeah, and the intercultural exchange. So what we can do actually, because of Tessa is telling about her experience for the students, but I have experience for the global area, because I'm traveling a lot and I attended many festivals in all over the world. So, and if we can increase this number of things, means this activity, say, I already mentioned the International Minangkabau Literacy Festival. So it is last 3 years, it is going on. So, and lot of international recognized poets are coming, writers are coming. So, you know, you can't, because they can spread their knowledge to you, as well as you can spread your knowledge to them. So it will be, you know, priceless. So it will carry over effect up there. So it will be going to all the countries. And when you go to other countries, you can also exchange your things, your thought. So this is more, we should be more focused on this transformation. So if it is more transformation, means more collaboration. More collaboration means it will be, society will be more, you know, educated and more vibrant. And if it is a more vibrant, that lot of things will be solved actually. So we are facing lot of issues, that unrestness and the tolerance, intolerance, particularly intolerance for the politicians and others also. It is too much in the country to countries and others. So if we can write better poetry, so it will spread it all over the world. And I'm sure that day will come so we can do 100% for more activity for the poetry and the literature in future.
Okay, thank you so much, Aminur and Tessa, for accompanying me in this special interview about diplomacy with poetry. And so, for a listener, as we've explored today, poetry is more than just words of pages. It's a bridge between cultures and a tool, of course, for diplomacy. And it means of fostering understanding across borders and maybe the world. And thank you so much, for a listener, for accompanying me in this special interview with Aminur Rahman and Tessa Nisa. And see you in another episode of VoiTalk in Voice of Indonesia.
Tropical weather. favorable wind. Excellent waves all year round. Perfect crystal tubes. Endless ideal spots for surfing. Grab a board. Travel far and wide in search of the next big wave. Get ready for fun in the sun. Meet new surf buddies along the way. The perfect escape. From popular resorts to secluded beaches. Tons of surfing spoils where both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome beach vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Subliminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships. Good times. Good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, as you guys know, today is a special match between Indonesia and Australia that are happening live on Sydney, Australia. And right now, boy listener, we, from what I can see here, they are doing their warm-up before the match starts. And
Today, I have two special guests that are watching live in the Stadium Alliance, Sydney, Australia. We have Franz Simarmata and Salud M. Muhyiddin live on the stadium. How are you? Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Sorry.
Is it so loud in there?
So crowded, yeah, sorry.
How are you, Franz and Salud and Muhyiddin?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, I can hear you
okay.
Now. Is it loud there in the stadium?
Yeah, it's so loud here. Because at this moment, if you can see, there are the players just starting to have warming up. But you can see that it's mostly is united with the red color. Almost like, I think, halfway to go is red, if you can see that one.
Oh, I see. So, I would like to ask Mr. Salud and Mr. Franz, and how is the excitement for the supporters of Indonesia watching the match right now, since it is a special match for the FIFA qualifying match, if I'm correct.
Yes, it's really very exciting moment for Indonesia. Yeah. And also, when you heard the chanting, the everyone like what is it, shouting Indonesia very loud and clear. And also, we are waiting for the opening soon.
Okay, so. Is there many Indonesian supporters in the stadium right now? Since, from what I can see, there are many Indonesian supporters there, from that point of view.
Estimated is about 5,000 supporters, but currently not many the Australian supporters, so we could see all of the area was red, covered by red Indonesian supporters.
Okay. Mr. Salud, what do you think about the euphoria that you feel right now while being there in the stadium watching the match live?
Some people mentioned this is like in Quebec. Yeah, this is like in Jakarta. Everyone is really excited. If you could hear the chanting.
Yeah. They are chanting right now. It is super amazing. Yeah. The May call of Indonesia supporters right now is super ecstatic. And there are many ways that hope that we can win today's match, right? Oh yeah, Mr. Muhyiddin, you are still muted, but can you tell us your expectation for today's match?
Did you hear the noise of the Indonesian supporter? Yeah,
I hear it. Can you tell me your expectation for today's match between Indonesia and Australia? Oh, okay. Oh, Mr. Franz, can you tell me your expectation for the match today and between Indonesia and Australia?
Sorry.
Since it's super loud in the stadium, I would repeat my question. What is your expectation between the match of Indonesia and Australia today? Yeah, it is really interesting, Voice Listener. And thank you so much, Voice Listener. I think the euphoria is really enthusiastic between the Indonesian supporters, and there are like 5,000 supporters live on the studio in the stadium right now. And the expectation is always high for Indonesia so that the qualifying match can continue for the greater good of Indonesia. And both of you, is there any expectation for you for today's match for Indonesia?
If I can say it first. So a lot of people are asking about the score today, even from Australian side and also Indonesian side. So majority, I mean, a lot of people saying they are very optimistic from 1-0, 2-0. Even someone kind of like very optimistic until 4-0 for Indonesia.
4-0 for Indonesia.
From myself, I'm not expecting too much. the more important is the Indonesian team. We play very hard, and then do best, and especially we hope with this new coach and Indonesian team, they will make at least 1 point, and then make another point in Jakarta.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Salut and Mr. Franz, for accompanying. As you can see there, there are flames being shot at for the start of today's match. And of course, let us hope for the best for the Indonesian Garuda team that will bring victory for both in Australia and Indonesia. And thank you so much, for your listener, for accompanying me in this special quick interview about the match of Indonesia and Australia. And always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia for more exciting news that will happen today between Indonesia and Australia, live match on Alliance Studio Sydney.
Voice of Indonesia.
I just want you to
Thank you so much for listener and in advance for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany you in Voice of Indonesia. And always make sure to stay tuned, because after this the Indonesia versus Australia match will be going to be informed about me live today on the studio. So make sure to tune in and send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media, Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +6 2821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for listener and internet viewers. My name is Ray, and all the crews from Voice of Indonesia will be right back. So stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo expressed his support and prayers for the Indonesian national football team ahead of their match against Australia. He hopes the team will perform well and achieve a positive result in the competition. His encouragements aim to boost the players' morale as they face a strong opponent. The next news. President Prabowo emphasized Indonesia's commitment to maintaining friendly relations with all countries. He stated that Indonesia follows a diplomatic approach based on cooperation, peace, and mutual respect. This stance aligns with Indonesia's foreign policy of being non-aligned and open to partnerships with various global actors. And that was the news.
dekatmu. Oh, Asma.